Here's Walsh now, an army of white shirts behind him, gets it away. Here's Lomax, short pass for Percival, steps out of a tackle and will bang it down. That was really poor from Hull. They had three defenders there to deal with one man. They fell off him and Percival bangs it down in the corner. First blood, St Helens, they lead by 4 points to nil.
Yeah, the second attack employee will have had St Helens in the cover with the 4 points, but we've got to say for the black and whites, that is poor defence. Lee Radford will be really disappointed there because he had the numbers, just one-on-one misses, and Percival, well, and I'm saying at this moment in time, he's a form centre in the Super League there. Took his chance very well, but it's got to be said, Mark, poor defence by Hull FC.
Price steps off that right foot, ball back in for Danny Howland. What a try! Has he got it down?
He's got it down, all right.
Richard Silverwood says he's going to go upstairs, this but Danny Howland is adamant he's scored.
This is a try, all right.
He's gone for the try, he wants to check it. Danny Houghton celebrates in front of around about 2,000 Hull fans. Great ball from Price, and what about that step rolling back the years?
He did indeed, and I say I can't understand here why they've gone to the screen, because it's quite clear Danny Houghton has got his body over the whitewash there for the 4 points. But what a great step he's just mentioned there, Mark, Leon Price. Rolling back the years, taking on the line, step off the big right leg. And I say great support from Houghton at dummy half. Black and whites, their first 4-pointer. They're back into this game. What a great try.
What a try. We're awaiting a video referee decision here. Danny Houghton has got the ball down.
Well, I tell you what, mate, we were speaking to Ben Fairley before the game started. Ben, don't make the same mistake as what Silverwood did on the big screen. This is a try, there's no doubt about it.
Was the first contact short of the line? Is that what they're debating? Or has he then slid over the line?
He's over the line, Mark. There's no debate. Move on.
This is a big call in the game. A big call. Danny Houghton was adamant he'd scored.
He's there, it's a try. Move on.
Here comes the decision then, and a try is given. Cue a big cheer from the Hull FC fans. They're in the sunshine. They've got the factor 50 on today's score. They're going to need it. Now they come now with Watts. Is he going to pass it? He is to Taylor. Taylor's desperate to offload it. He's going to score himself. The big man's in again. Scott Taylor barges over and the Hull fans are celebrating behind the post. Watts and Taylor link it up. Taylor looking to offload and the Saints players just let him go and the big man is in under the sticks. It's Hull now who lead by 10 points to 6.
Well, it's a bit of indiscipline from Kyle Moore, which you give the penalty away in the black and white. Well, we just mentioned 5 minutes ago. They looked a bit nervy, but them nerves have gone now, and Scott Taylor, he thought, well, if you're not going to tackle me, St Helens, I'm going to go over the way and get this 4 points. And what a great try by the front rower. I'll tell you what, Mark Wilson, after he's had a couple of pints tonight, that won't be 5 yards, it won't be 10 yards, it'll be 80 yards. But I tell you what, that's put Hull FC back into this game.
It has indeed. Scott Taylor, he's one of our own, the Hull fans singing. He scored against the Dragons last week, and he scored, he couldn't believe his luck, could he? A yard out there, let go of him.
I'll tell you what, mate, it won't be for sure. And I know I go on a little bit about the tackling techniques from today's, but if the first man tackles him round the legs, he's stopped 10 yards short. This stick and hold at times. They're trying to stick, but they're not holding. You can't hold the big guys, you'll concede the 4 points.
Houghton will swing the ball. Here's Sneed, will give it, try time. Ellis, great pass. And Ellis went in with not a finger laid on him. It was all about the pass from Mark Sneed. St Helens are in trouble here. Hull have got their third try in the opening 21 minutes. It's Saints 6, Hull 16.
Well, there's no stopping him, St Helens. This the variety of attack, what the black and whites have come up with, and I'm sure this come before where they caught the ball up on the first tackle. That was the support sort of play they was looking to do, but second time they've got it right. Brilliant direction from Sneed. Gareth Ellis, all he had to do was run into space. Great ball from Sneed. You don't stop Gareth Ellis from that sort of distance. Great player from the black and whites.
He was that close to the line, Sneed. You almost felt he could have put his arm down and scored himself. But talk about putting it on a plate, Gary. Like you said, Ellis, not a finger on him.
Yeah, he won't score an easier try in his career. And
needs to work on the kick, though, doesn't he? The celebration kick was a shocker.
Well, I'm surprised he may not have pulled his hamstring.
I was going to say, I bet Radders was thinking, hang on, what are you doing, Gareth?
Yeah, I'm going to say, watch the... You get a little bit older, Gareth, lad. Don't be pulling your hamstring by the celebrations, but...
That's what it means, though, isn't it?
Of course it does. That's what it means, and that's what the Challenge Cup means, because you only get one go at it, and I say, but what great player. The dummy runners was excellent. Mark Sneed, with that 40-20, coming up with a peach of a pass, and Gareth Ellis won't score any easier try in his career. Great play by the Black and Whites.
Roby's got far short side. He'll go open side to Wilkin. Wilkin to McCarthy. Scarsbrook, who's over. And that's a try. Well, they've been looking for him, but that time they couldn't stop him. And he's into the side of the post, and he's came back on at Langtree. Saints 10, Hull FC 18.
Well, it's the first bit of pressure they've had for around about 15 minutes, and once they've got themselves back into the Hull FC 22, and it's just that bit of class and quality, getting it away from the ruck area, playing it a little bit out wide, letting the ball do the work. Then, as they say, McCarthy scars, but the Z loves nothing better than running out wide, causing all sorts of problems. Good 4 points to St. Helens back into this game, but yeah, I guess Silverwood was maybe right with a callback, with a holdback there. You keep inviting quality teams into your own 22, you'll concede the 4 points, and that's exactly what Saints have done. Quality team and scored the 4 points.
Ball offloaded to Houghton down the short side. He's made a break up the middle, gets it away here for Washbrook, just couldn't get the pass away. Is that not holding down? No, it's not. Price quickly plays the ball 30 metres away. Here now is Watts. They've got numbers on the far side, but they come straight up the middle. Here's Minicello bumping one off, bumping two off. He's within six of the line. Last one. They're going to try and power over, and they're in. Shaw has scored a try for Hull FC. Richard Silverwood is going to hand this one upstairs. But I'm not too sure what's wrong with that one. He's given the try. The Saints' body language says they know it's a try. And right on the stroke of half-time, Hull have just gone 90 metres. The man who caught the high kick, Jamie Shaw, is the man that's dived in. And this now, approaching the break, could be a 10-point ball game. Nothing wrong with that. That's a try for Hull FC, surely, Gary Schofield.
It is a try, Mark Wilson. I just cannot understand it again, why the referee has gone to the big screen, but as you mentioned it there, they've gone fully 90 yards. Jamie Shaw took that spiraling kick from Johnny Wilkin, and he's just keeping the ball alive and the support play, and well, the enthusiasm what they showed. And I say, Jamie Shaw from one length of the field to finish it with the 4 points. That's why he's in my England team, that's why he's my fullback come the Four Nations at the end of the season. What a great try. The Black and Whites just taking a little bit more control.
15 away, it's the last one. Would you go for the one-pointer? Would you go for the one-pointer? Mark Snead is going for the one-pointer, and he hammers it straight through the middle. Clever play with 50 seconds to go to the break. And it's St. Helens 12, Hull FC 25.
Well, I thought realistically they should have just gone pretty hands, but so when you look at the scoreboard now, and just before half-time, St. Helens to win this game, they've got to score 3 tries. But yeah, game, excellent man, game management from Snead, but again, it's a quick play of the balls, Matt. That's what Hull are playing on the back of, and well, they'll be delighted with this 40 minutes of this half-time scoreline.
Here's Veya, drives it in, offloads to Walsh. Walsh's got half a break here. He's got man on the outside, he's showing a turn of pace here. Walsh, he's gone down, he's going all the way. Oh, what a score from Walsh! What a score from 40 yards out! I didn't know he had that turn of toe, but he did down the sideline. And Hull's defence is breached again. It's Saints 16, Hull 25.
Oh, Hull FC, Hull FC. Boy, oh boy, you know, your defensive lineman, Johnny Wilkins, set the example. He thought, well, I'm going to making sure here we're going to try and keep it to this Challenge Cup tie. It's a great run, but the Black and Whites have just held off Luke Walsh. And, oh, Mark Wilson, let me just say this. Me and you are quicker than what Walsh. And Hull just hung off, and he thought, well, if you're not going to tackle me, I'm going to go for the four-pointer. Oh, Hull FC, your defence, absolute shocking. But let's give credit there to Luke Walsh. Well, you're not going to tackle me. I may not be the quickest, but if you're not going to tackle me, I'm going to get Saints back into this game, and I'm going for the four-pointer.
Houghton now has got Snead down the short side. Miss out pass, into the corner, and they've scored! Norton dives into the corner, and that was all about Mark Snead again. They set play up in front of the post, and then he dashed down the short side, and Hull have scored again. This time it's Norton. St. Helens 18, Hull FC 29.
Yeah, we're looking for the man there, because we were looking a little bit clueless, but Mark Snead said, here, I want the ball, I'll give us the right direction, and he goes across the field again, and what a long pass. A miss-out pass, cut-out pass to Curtis Norton. He just got on the outside of Jack Owens. He had no answer in defence. But again, it's going to the right man at the right time. Mark Snead says, I'll give us that direction. Great pass, great finish by Norton. The Black and Whites just in control again.
Last one. What will they do here? He's going to kick it into touch. Fanua kicks ahead. It hits the Saints, man. It's still the last one. Going to stand the kick up across field. It's a decent kick as well, this. Talanoa's after it. He's caught it.
Try
He's offloaded it. And the try will be scored in the corner. And that is it. Kirk Yeaman scores. And St. Helens are going out of the Challenge Cup. Hull FC are going into the quarterfinals. They lead by 35 points to 18.
Well, they just kept the ball alive, didn't they? And the same, Mark Snead again, the important player, get the ball to him, and a great crossfield kick, and the big man himself in Talanoa, and he just tucks it nicely. And well, Kirk Yeaman just showing all his experience as a support player in centre in his younger days, came around, and Talanoa, the simplest of passes to Yeaman. He won't score an easier try later on in his career. Hull FC going through to the quarterfinals of the Ladbrokes Challenge Cup. St Helens, and I said in that first half, Mark Wilson, their season's finished.
This is the last one. Danny Houghton spins, gives it for Taylor. Taylor is over, and he's scored again. He loves the try line, this fella. That's two for him. And there's boos from the St Helens fans because they are out of the Challenge Cup. And Hull are doing this in style. They lead by 41 points to 18.
Well, we just mentioned Taylor for the man of the match, and I tell you what, that just seals it for me. And well, you just see, sets it out of the Challenge Cup. The fans know that as well. They're walking out now. They're walking out in the hundreds. They know the season's gone, but take nothing away from the black and white. From 1 to 17, sheer quality. And Scott Taylor, absolutely sensational. Great try, great performance.
He is out and down the short
try
side.
Try time again.
They're
going
to put Talanoa into the corner. Now he's got the big dive out.
He's in.
He thinks he's scored. Richard Silverwood is going to hand it upstairs. Is he giving the try? He is. And Talanoa dived out of bounds over the corner flag. And he thinks he's got it down.
He's got it down, Matt Wilson.
Is that not one of the best rule changes they've made in rugby?
Absolutely, absolutely. And then I say, you see some spectacular, not only the tries, but the dives as well. And coaches will tell you, the wingers, here we go, we're just sitting on the big screen. Off you go, son. Off you go. Here he goes.
It's a great dive.
That's 9 out of 10 for that dive.
Has he got
has
it
he
down?
Kept control?
Yes, he has indeed. What a great try.
That's a 10 out of 10 with that dive from there. Yes, it's one of the best rules that's been brought in. The corner flag, it's part of the field. It stays in there. Tell you what, these black and whites, they will 50, Mark Wilson, and they're going to get it.